This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Last night, Glenn made the case that ISIS is the fruit of Barack Obama's labors.
Wow.
Now, it seems like an incendiary thing
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Here's how he explained it.
This is quite a charge because our policy supports ISIS, but I'm going to back it up, and I want you to share this with your friends. The DOD has just released classified documents. They were declassified, and they released them. It's an intel assessment from about the time of Benghazi. It is a snapshot of how this administration viewed the Middle East at the time, what they thought would happen, and what our plan was. And they had three goals, and I want to show them to you. The first one, development of the current events into a proxy war. With support from Russia, China, and Iran, the regime is controlling the areas of influence. Current events, they're referring to the Arab Spring, and then the Syrian war, the Syrian civil war, and what has happened. Syria has developed into a full-on proxy war, with Russia and Iran siding with Assad against the West. So, first step, mission accomplished for Team Obama. Second one, they said, opposition forces trying to control the eastern areas adjacent to the western Iraq provinces, in addition to neighboring Turkish borders, blah, blah, blah. Okay, got it? What are they saying here? They're saying that the Gulf states, Turkey, are supporting these efforts. The opposition forces... What are the opposition forces? The opposition forces ends up being ISIS, and they were spot on. What was their plan? Not to defeat it, but to harness them and use them for regime change. We supported their efforts. Our policy was to actually support and harness ISIS in order to get what we wanted, which was Assad out. I got to tell you something. Every liberal in this country that has ever said anything bad about this nation and says that we get involved in other people's crap and we're trying to control other people, this is an example, and it is in documents from the DOD. This is obscene, what we're doing. Three in the documents. If the situation unravels, there is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria. And that's exactly what the supporting powers of the opposition want. In order to isolate the Syrian regime, which is considered the strategic depth of Shia expansion Iraq and Iran. Let that sink in. What are they saying? The intel community, again, spot on. They need credit for this. They've been getting a bad name. They're right. The undeclared Salafist principality in Syria, that's ISIS. They control parts of Syria just like they predicted. And the policy was to support them. Incredibly, ISIS running roughshod all over Syria and Iraq is exactly what this administration wanted. ISIS is the fruit of the Obama administration's labor. Let that sink in and spread the word and show the document. ISIS is the fruit of this administration. They wanted an extremist Islamic group fighting Assad, and that is what has happened. Look at what's happened since ISIS has arrived. They have not been destroyed. They have not been contained. Team Obama would like you to believe that ISIS caught them by surprise, but in reality, they saw ISIS coming. They said that, oh, their junior league will be able to use them in a proxy war, and the consequences have been devastating. The human toll is immeasurable. Would Paris have happened if we had destroyed ISIS rather than contained them? We are reaping what this out of control, immoral administration is sowing. The president prefers ISIS contained. Why? Because they are a pawn in their own documents for him to get what he wants, Assad out, and to have a proxy war with Iran and Russia. It is shocking, it is infuriating, it is damn near criminal, but it is the truth according to their own documents.
That's a pretty freaking
case. That's a solid, solid. Now, when you first said it, I thought, come on, yeah. You might be going a little... That's a solid case.
Because when you say Obama created ISIS, what you feel is he's a terrorist.
Right.
That's not the accusation
here. No.
The accusation here is that he had other priorities in the region, so he funded these groups to try to get those priorities done. And he didn't inadvertently create it, but it inadvertently went bad.
Is it not the accusation that all the liberals, all the left makes against George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan and everybody else who is conservative and who has meddled in the affairs of other nations, like Iran, like
The pictures of Donald Rumsfeld shaking the hand of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
What
did they do? They just said they created this. The Contras.
Yep.
The Sandinistas.
We funded Osama bin Laden to fight against the Russians. Was the same accusation.
On and on. But they don't care in this case. They don't care. They couldn't care less.
No.
We're meddling into things that they shouldn't be meddling in. We're creating situations and problems for the region and the world that were, unintended consequences that always happen from these things. And they're totally silent. They don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. And this is another point in the favor of the Rand Paul sort of view of foreign affairs.
Get out of it. Yeah.
Man, let's take the best look at Obama with ISIS for a second here. He wants Assad out. Assad's a very bad person, very bad dictator. You can understand that being a goal of a president who's a good president. Mm-hmm. I want Assad out. Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He doesn't want to get involved in a war, which, again, we would say, well, we don't want to go invade Syria and kick Assad out. He doesn't want to get in a war. So he does these little kind of behind the scenes things, funds some groups, tries to get them to do it, and then creates ISIS. Now, because those people aren't good. Now, you could say, well, he should have picked the right people. But it's hard to pick the right people. It is actually really difficult to find the right ones, especially when you're trying to dissect different sects of Islam and different groups inside of that sect. It is a difficult process. So if you look at it from the best possible perspective, it just shows you shouldn't be doing these things at all. And the worst possible perspective is it's reckless. And it's all about Obama and what he wants, and he doesn't really care what the consequences are when it comes down to it. He's reckless with people's lives in that region. He really is.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.